For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Fire away. Anybody?
All right, what's up, guys? If you remember Dick LeBeau back in the day, when he came, Rod Woodson and Connor Lake both said, he's changed the perspective of the defensive play calling from the eyes of the secondary, and we love that. Mm-hmm. Does that still hold true today, or is that true with every team?
I think it is. I mean, obviously, I'm going to call a game from a secondary perspective. You know, a linebacker guy would call it from that perspective, and if you had a D-line coordinator, they would do it from that perspective. So I think that's kind of probably the way we see the game and how we see it unfolding was maybe a little bit different than other guys.
What can you say about this secondary
issue? So far, I like where we are. I think I like the communication aspect of them, working together. We've got some things we've got to iron out in terms of you know, just how we're, you know, going to match up and do some different things like that. But I think overall, I like where we're trending.
The trade that you guys made for Dante Jackson, it's important for you guys, not just in terms of what you're trying to get from Dante, but also what you gave up in Deontay. How do you think he's fitting in, and how does he help this secondary big picture from what you've been able to glean so far?
First of all, he fits in well. I think he's a real pro, goes about his business. Ask good questions, does the things that a good pro will do. And I think the way he'll fit in, because he does give us a different type of cover guy than Joey. You know, Joey's going to be a line of scrimmage, tall, get his hands on people, and he's going to have the ability to play off, can really run still. So I think it gives us a little bit of a nice matchup in terms of coverage and some flexibility, because he has played and done some things inside. So I like where he fits that way. And so I think it's good for us. You know, we like to have piece guys that can do multiple things in the secondary, and he fits that.
Does that allow you as well to, you know, obviously people just associate Joey with going with the best wide receiver, but if you have a 1 and a 1A receiver, can you allow yourself to go build off more body type of what the opposition has now, or skill set of what the opposition has now?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you see in his relationship, in Dante's relationship with Joey?
Yeah, I think it's always good. I think when you have a good pro, which I think Dante is, guys that, you know, all the guys, they want to talk to you about your experiences and the things that you've done, and maybe how you've done things differently, because they've come from a different system, a different way of doing things. And I think that's just, I think it's really good that Dante's helpful that way. And I think it's really good that Joey wants to learn that, because I think that's really important for a young guy. You know, you can get good information from a lot of different areas, and I think trying to find it out is the key. If you're searching to get it, I think that's good for you as a player.
You got the trade corner, you got the free agent linebacker, you got the draft linebacker. How much better people do you feel this year?
Well, I think right now at this time, obviously, we all feel great. But, you know, the true test will come once we put the pads on. And we know some of those guys have resumes in this league with pads on. But it's really more of the unknown with the young guys, seeing them with pads on, how they adjust and adapt to the NFL life. But so far in shorts, running around in the underwear stuff, I like how we're doing.
Who's your goal this year? You know that?
You're asking some stuff already. Yeah. Right now, that's going to be a thing. We're not quite sure. You know, we're going to work around that. We're going to audition. You know, that's been some area that we've had some issues in trying to fill. So we're looking for it. I think we've got some good young candidates in there. I think we got a veteran candidate in Josiah. We got a young candidate in Beanie. We have some other guys that we know can play in there. So we're going to let that thing shake out at camp. But I think it's going to be a heck of a competition. I think whoever wins is going to help us be a better football team.
Well, does bringing back Cam Sutton, the final piece there?
Pardon me?
Isn't Cam Sutton the final piece?
That's he right could be. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We know Cam is a football player. He's really versatile. He can do a lot of things for us. And, you know, so I think, obviously, he would be as part of that mix as well.
What does Andy Cam do for that room and for the whole defense?
Well, I think when you – I mean, obviously, we've got a relationship with Cam. And so, you know, coaching Cam for – you know, I had him for 4 years. It just that he can do a lot of different things. He's a really good pro. He helps in the room. He helps on the field because he can do multiple things. And so I think having him back is going to be really good for our room and for our team.
Has Corey Trice caught up yet? I mean, obviously he wasn't around much on the field last year. Will he be in the mix? Or do you like where he is right now?
Yeah, I think right now Corey's just working his way back into getting somewhere close to full strength. But he is he had a promising start last year until the injury, and I think he's kind of starting to pick it back up in terms of that, getting closer to where he was. Really like how he's doing. We've been real, you know, careful with him because we want to make sure that we get him to camp and give him the best opportunity to succeed. Because we did think that last year he was trending in the right direction.
Darryl, how unique are the skill sets that Queen brings, and what would he allow you guys to do?
Well, the thing I think with PQ is. You know, obviously we signed him because he had a great year, but it wasn't just a one-off. He's played well ever since he was at Baltimore, and we think he's a three-down linebacker for us. So he'll go in with the green dot before you ask Mike. He'll go in with the green dot, and he'll be the guy that's going to be out there on every snap. But I think he does a unique thing because he can cover, he can blitz, he can do a lot of things, and he's a really sharp football player. So I'm really happy we have him with us. And it gives us an opportunity, you know, to build around him in that room.
How does that make the rest of your defense better?
Pardon me?
Having him there, how does that make the rest of your defense better?
Well, I think when you have a guy in there who's basically quarterbacking up front, I think that helps everybody. It brings a calmness to everybody. When that guy's the green dot and he's making all the calls and he's there every time, I think that settles things down. Sometimes it can get a little erratic. Hey, who's calling it? Who's got it? There's been times we've had to send it in from the sideline. There's been times we had different guys doing it. So I think you have that one steady person. I think that's really calming for the defense.
One of the critiques of Queen's game is that the best was brought out of him when he was playing alongside Roquan Smith. What has he kind of shown you early, obviously still football in shorts, that shows you that he can do that as an individual or work with the guys here to kind of play to the same level that he was achieving in Baltimore alongside Roquan?
Well, I think, you know, I'm not going to, you know, obviously it's always great to play next to a great player, but I think he was trending into that on his own. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was going into his third, fourth year, and each year he got better. So I wouldn't I think that's more to his own growth and development than to anybody else's, and then we still expect that to continue to go.
Terrell, you got a lot of good contributions last year from the rookie class. I was curious with Keanu Benton, what did you especially like about what he did, and where would he need to continue to evolve and grow?
Well, Keanu is big and athletic and strong, and he's, you know, the sky's the limit for that guy. I think the world of him right now, and I think he's got a lot of room for growth. The good thing is he's in a really good room. He's going to get a lot of pointers from a guy who's really good, and Cam and those guys that are in that room. And so I just really expect him to really take a jump this year and really be a dominant player inside.
Terrell, when we talked to Minka Fitzpatrick last week, he talked about getting back to the Minka ball, and you guys used him a wider variety of ways last year compared to previous years. What do you do as a defensive coordinator to maybe help him get back to Minka ball, and how did the newest additions help with that as well?
Well, to get him back to Minka ball, as he would say, Minka is at his best when he's playing back a little bit deeper, seeing things and able to react and see the game because he sees it really fast. And so my job is to try to keep him back there as much as possible and keep him out of situations where he's blitzing and doing that stuff. Not that he can't, but he's better doing the other things. And that's where the other additions come in. You got guys that are able to handle some of those duties that, you know, he kind of picked up last year. So we're going to have other guys do those duties and let Minka get back to being get back to where he's really, and not good, exceptional.
Will playing more nickel help in that regard?
Pardon me?
Potentially playing more nickel, will that help in that regard?
No, it doesn't matter. Okie or nickel, it doesn't matter. You know, my job is to get him in a place where he can perform, because when he performs at his highest level, it helps us. It makes us better.
Do Landon and Peyton Wilson help you play more nickel, potentially?
They could. We could play more nickel. But, I mean, we're going to, you know, with Queen and you got E and you got Peyton, and, you know, we'll hopefully get Cole back at some point. I think we got a good core in there that we'll be able to play nickel whenever we need to. But I think more so it really showed itself when Minka had to play down, was really showed itself more in the Oki stuff in our base package. And so, we want to keep him back where he can really perform. And so no matter who's in there, Minka's going to get back to being Minka.
Speaking of having his help with that, as far as like you understanding the complete structure of the defense and him being back to kind of see that and work around it.
Yeah, I mean, this is just we all know what kind of football player he is. And like I said, the biggest thing is, as coaches, our job is to try to get all of our guys in the best positions possible so they can play as well as they can and play up to their abilities. And so last year, I probably failed in that regard because we tried to have him do too much stuff. And I think I'm going to get back to, really what makes him special.
Yeah. TJ said that as he reaches 30, he might have to pull back a little bit in preparation. What role do you play in that come maybe – August in training camp where you better make sure he's healthy?
Yeah, I think that's
saving from himself.
Yeah, I think you have to do that with a lot of guys. And I think sometimes, and I know when I first got in the league, it was always, hey, you had a vet day for guys over 30. And so every couple of 3 days, those guys had a day off to kind of rest and recharge. And even though they may have wanted to practice, that was a way to get them resting and try to save them from themselves, so to speak. But we'll make sure we take care of TJ because we know how valuable he is. It's very similar. When I first got here, Cam was under 30. but it was the same thing. Once he got a little bit older, we kind of pulled him back just so, because he would take every rep and he loves it. But sometimes, you just kind of try to help them keep them govern themselves so that we have them when we get into November and December and we're playing some really meaningful games.
Has Elandon Roberts kind of changed the culture of the linebacker group and you guys just kind of naturally look to him in that unit?
Yeah, the guys do. He's a heck of a leader. I mean, he's a football player. I think what really endears him to our team and our defense in particular is he is a contact player and he is always searching it out. He is never shy from it. And I think that fits, what Steeler defense is and why guys kind of gravitate to him.
Terrell, Cam is over 30 now. Mm-hmm. He obviously dealt with injuries last year. What kind of impact can he still make on your defense?
I think, it's hard to tell right now, but I'm anticipating him getting back to being the Cam Hayward that we know. He's big, he's strong, he's moving well. You can see it now. He's moving so much better than he was last year. I'm assuming that we're going to get the Cam that we're used to seeing.
With Minka and wanting to play more Minka ball, I mean, how does he kind of express those frustrations to you maybe late last season or in the off season that has kind of had you adjust what he's going to do going forward and make the additions that you guys have
made? Well, I wouldn't call them frustrations. I just think it was, you go back and look at the tape and they're going, well, they're throwing balls where Minka normally is. When Minka's back there, those balls don't get thrown. Then it's my job to get Minka back there. And that's how I look at it.
Is Peyton Wilson a natural dime? And if so, what kind of shot does he have to take in a position?
Well, I think he does. Dime linebacker. Yeah, absolutely. Because he can really run. I mean, I know if you guys watch practice, that guy can move. I think he's really sharp. He's into football. He asks great football questions. So I think that he's going to have a legitimate shot to be a dime linebacker right off the bat because that is one area that he can do. He can cover. He can run. He's smart. The biggest thing is, like I said, once we get the pads on, and I don't anticipate it changing, but once we get the pads on, then we can really make a final determination of where we go with him.
Joey Porter Jr. talked about wanting to follow number one receiver, though he expressed that a little bit last year, but is that something that you guys are planning to do more this year because of his experience?
No, I think we always play it by ear, and what's the good matchup for us, what's the best matchup, what helps us put the best product out there on the field to give us an opportunity to win. That's what we look at. I mean, we don't look at personal grudges. Well, I want to guard him. Well, if that's not best for us, then that's not what we're going to do. And so we're going to do what's best for the Steelers and what gives us the best opportunity to win.
We brought in a couple of rookies.
Now go.
Deshaun Elliott, what does he bring to your
second? Well, I think when you see one thing I like is he knows what AFC North football is about. Starting in Baltimore, so he knows that. What he brings is that he's a real good pro. He's tough. He's a striker. He brings some toughness in that secondary. where he's going to get down in there and he can punish some ball carriers. And so I think that gives us a level of physicality that we really want and like. And he does match up, and he can do some things on the slot as well. And so he brings us some flexibility in there, and that's what we like from him.
You brought in a couple of rookie outside corners in Ryan Watson, Beanie Bishop, but asking them to kind of learn some new roles now at this level. How are they taking, you know, Beanie to the slot and Ryan to safety so far?
Beanie in the slot's been good. He is, learning, just like most young guys. And so there's a curve in there. He's going to be some things he's good at and some things he's not so good at. But his mentality is good. His work ethic is good. He's a sharp kid. And so he's taken to that. Be interested and really excited to see what happens when we get to Latrobe, where we can really kind of, hey, is he going to be able to cover these bigger receivers? Can he cover, get down the big backs, all the different things like that. And Ryan, what I really like about Ryan is the fact that we got a guy that's got a corner background, and now he can be a guy as a safety that can come down and maybe play on a pass receiving tight end. He can play on the slot. He can do a lot of different things. And he is long and tall, just like, he's like Joey. He's like those guys, Trice. But he can play inside. And I know he's physical as a corner. He was physical at Texas. So, those guys are adapting well. They're doing well. But like everything, I don't get too excited about what we see out here. I just kind of, I lay the groundwork and then hope that thing carries on once we put on pads. Because, sometimes you put on pads and guys disappear. You don't know what happened to them.
How big of a camp will this be for guys like Leal and Loudermilk, because, as they're kind of entering the third, fourth year?
Yeah, they're going to be really big. I mean, you can't understate it. I think Milk made a nice jump last year in terms of being really steady. We really could count on him. Where Marv was a little bit more up and down, but Marv's looked outstanding. They both look really good in this offseason stuff. Marv looks like he's in great shape, really runs through the ball, really doing some things. And so, again, it'll be a big year for him, and I'm expecting them to come through. They're both good guys, so I want the best for them, because if they're good, then that's really helping us.
Last one. It's only shorts and helmets, but can you see the signs of Nick Herbig taking that year?
Yes, and it's not so much in the rush and how he's rushing, but I think it's his approach to the game and what he knows. It's always a little different. You get used to NFL football the first year. Second year, you get a jump because now you kind of understand the game. And that's what I see with him. He understands what's going on around him. It's not just, hey, what's my position? He can understand, and he has a good feel for the game. And so I'm excited about Nick. And I think, when you look at what he did last year and the limited amount of reps he played, his impact was pretty good. And so if he's playing more this year, it wouldn't surprise me, and I wouldn't be like, oh, we got to get the other guys back in. I would be trustful of what he's going to do when he's in the game.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. This is my biggest crowd of the year. I love it. And this will be my biggest crowd of the year.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.